Face off comes to the right of Mowat. Lindenwood had won it. A shot right off the draw, and the Lions take a 1-0 lead. 1-0, Lindenwood leads. They carry the puck into the offensive zone. Another shot and a goal. Wow, what a play. Found the stick of Dietzler right out in front of Mowat, and quickly it's a 2-0 hockey game, just 2:50 into the first period.
Whoa, what just happened? Beaver fans were shaking their heads in disbelief after Lindenwood took a 2-0 lead in the first 3 minutes of the opening period last Thursday night. But the Bemidji State women's hockey team and coaching staff wasn't about to panic.
The team really handled it well. There was absolutely no panic. Nobody was getting down. We just said, hey, next shift, you know, just keep working hard. Get our game going. Let's get pucks deep. Let's get our forecheck going. And, you know, I was really, really happy with how we, you know, we handled that being down 2-0 and the way we responded.
There was plenty of hockey left to be played, 57 minutes to be exact. And the line of Thibodeau, Berglund, and Nelson finally got rewarded for all their shots on net as they started the Beaver comeback.
Thibodeau fires it ahead. Nice work there by Nelson. Nelson tries to send that one in. A shot and a goal! That line finally gets rewarded. Hard working play by Cicely Nelson and Summer Thibodeau, will get credit for the goal. Beavers look like they're on a power play here. Nice pass, a shot, a goal! And Caitlin Tugas and Stephanie Anderson connect again like they did last night. This time, Beavers just cycled the puck well, make it a 2-2 hockey game. Now here comes Bemidji State's Thibodeau again. That line has played so well. Nice pass, shot fired, and a goal! What a play by Emily Berglund. Unbelievable play there by Emily Berglund, and again, that line gets rewarded. Berge with a couple of tappers, bounced him off of Nicole Hensley, finally found a seam and popped it in past her. From the near post, 3-2 Bemidji State. This one might be a high-scoring game here tonight. 2:54 to play in the first period.
What a comeback. Three straight Beaver goals and a 3-2 lead after the first. And the Beavs weren't done at that. A second half sweep over the Lions was just what the Lady Beavs needed to get them ready for this weekend's battle with the first place Badgers. It's back to WCHA play for Bemidji State. The two Buckies battle next on the Beaver Radio Network.